Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Our guy here said, quote, "They wanted me to come in, be myself, bring the joy back to football for guys who weren't having as much fun." It's funny because you've made this environment for me very stressful up here in the booth. So I understand where it's coming from.
Do you feel it?
No.
Stress? No. Well, I was going to say, I thought stressful was not having Super Bowl rings. So there was a mindset of a champion that I took to work every day. This wasn't daycare. If I wanted to have fun, I was going to go to Disneyland with my kids.
Tom Brady absolutely bodying Baker Mayfield during a Bucs game because they put on the screen that, you know, Baker was supposed to, hey, loosen everybody up around here a little bit. Mm-hmm. And he's doing great. Good for Baker. Baker has since said, hey, that's out of context. Like, he did it his way, I do it my way, that's fine. But listen to Brady get mad right there.
Yeah.
There's a way to approach it. And here's Brady. Listen.
This, first interesting thing you said.
It really is super interesting. And it's also like, hey, good morning. It's Buffalo Bills Football Monday. Back, just one quick thought on this. Anytime we talk about anybody in sports that is too intense or too whatever, we had a lot of these conversations about Diggs. There's a million athletes that are like this. Too intense. Brady and Jordan taught generations to be like that. And the retrospectives of them continue to teach them to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
To be, listen to Brady there. If we're not winning Super Bowls, that's stressful. This isn't daycare.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to have fun, I'll go to Disneyland. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sure thing, goat. You got it. Not picking on him, just pointing out the context of these athletes that operate that way. Two of the greatest of all time operated that way. Kobe was that. What's there to be happy about?
Yep.
Up 2-0 in a series. Iconic. Job's not finished.
It's
so
just, it does. Do you have to win to get the credit for that, though?
Yes. Definitely.
Because, like,
you have to be one of the greatest, then you can do whatever you want.
But I'm sure we'll get into stuff like this week. But really, just things work out a different way. the Bills win the 13 seconds game. They win the Super Bowl that year. Diggs is Buffalo's Kobe.
Right.
He's Buffalo Kobe.
Yep.
That's because that's how he was. But when you win that way, you're a legend of all times. When you don't win and you're that way, then eventually it ends, and then you get
right. When you win that way as a receiver, another guy who was like this is Steve Smith. Right? Who's Steve Smith? He's still mad.
He was mad. He just lives mad, doesn't he?
Right. And some guys are wired that way.
A Bills fan threw a snowball against him in Miami, and he wanted to climb into the crowd. It was so funny.
Listen.
Not really, but yes, it was.
It's Buffalo Bills Football Monday. You can give us a call, 803-0550. I do not think we have to make every single win and loss, and I say win and loss, they win a game. It looks like they don't need Diggs. They lost the game. Whoa, they really missed Diggs. Like, not everything is a referendum on Stephon Diggs. This week, of course, will be because they play Diggs. But what they did miss yesterday is something that you and I and a lot of people have wondered about them. Do they have enough on the boundary? Do they have enough on the outside to win? And six targets for Mac Hollins. And it would have been a seventh if the trick play got a throw off. You're throwing to Mac Hollins in double coverage, which I guess that's a little bit better than throwing to Pat DeMarco in double coverage. But like a jump ball for Mac Hollins, maybe he would have pulled that down and the whole game would have been different. But Hollins getting six targets, MVS dressing and playing 25 snaps and being a zero.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis Samuel is a gadget player right now. And Keon Coleman is their best boundary guy, and there are a lot of people who thought he actually would be best used, not on the outside. But he made a couple of nice plays. Steve Smith, part of the Ravens marching band. He plays percussion and bass drum. That's from Sal. Probably because he likes to hit things, right? Like, he's mad. I'll play the drums. Thank you, Sal. So whatever, like looking at that game last night, that's a game that the game script went, and sometimes we do this, guys, everybody, right? We confirm our priors. Yeah. That's a game where it looked to me like the way that the Jets used to play the Bills, which is, I don't have to worry about anybody you've got.
Mm-hmm.
I can cover everybody you've got. There's no one out here I'm afraid of. And they're big plays. They had a nice play to Kincaid. But really, Allen created with Shakir. And other than that, Shakir went 3 for 10 yards.
Yeah.
And Mac Hollins went 6 targets for 7 yards.
I guess I do wonder a little bit about his ankle. Yeah, Sal brought that up. Shakir, his ankle. Like, it looked like it got bent back on that first drive when he made a cut.
Taped it up an awful lot.
And it was taped up a lot. And that's his thing, isn't it? Like, his cut ability and that horizontal quickness. So, I mean, I'm not predicting that the whole game would have been different had Shakir not twisted his ankle on the first drive. But isn't he supposed to be that guy right now? Isn't he the most likely candidate to be that guy where, all right, Brady's having... The defensive coordinator has got Joe Brady's number in this game. And Allen's your quarterback. And, all right, scheme is not winning me the game. Spreading the ball around is not winning me the game. I need somebody to step up. I need somebody to be the main focal point here and just to win their matchups all the time and be good at it. Because there were games where Diggs would do that. And the Bills right now have a roster where I would wonder who that guy would be. But I think my money, if anyone is capable, would be Shakir right now.
Or Kincaid. But, yeah, but maybe Shakir. And if you're the opposing team, don't you want to funnel balls to the outside? Let's make sure we close the middle of the field and have them throw balls. I might even say include the Coleman plays here. I'll take my chances. If your best play is a back shoulder throw to Keon Coleman, like, I'm doing all right against that. He caught 2 out of 3 down the field, so that's good. That's a good sign from him, but there's going to need to be more there. Anyway, 803-0550. What's the takeaway from last night? You can give us a call. It was heated earlier. The trick play, it's almost like we haven't talked about it that much because it's not controversial.
There's really no... I don't know what there is to debate.
What would the other side say? You know, if you want to argue about how a team builds, they should do this, they should do that. What's the fourth down? They should go for it. They should punt. The trick play, what's everyone think? Like, oh, bad.
See, because I do like trick plays. I want them to incorporate them a little bit. We've pointed out that they haven't really run one. Was that the first trick play they've run since Brian Daboll, by the way?
I think so. And one of the points...
Not counting like a DeMar Hamlin fake punt.
I think
special teams.
I think you run trick plays at least Brian Daboll used to run trick plays when the offense was feeling itself. Like, it's vibing. We can do no wrong. Watch this. Opening drive of a playoff game, throw to touchdown to
Allen.
Josh Allen.
Yeah.
And so the trick play they ran was so colossally bad. I tweeted about McDermott being upset about it, and Sal said that he and Joe Brady, we'll have a conversation about that. Joe would like that callback. I'd like that callback. McDermott said that once before. I think Brian Daboll called a pitch out.
I remember
on
this.
A 4th-and-1.
Pittsburgh.
A pitch to Breida, and he fumbled.
It was like a throwback. Like Allen
a fake sneak took throwback?
It. He fake sneaked. I think it was actually, if I remember right, it was a carbon copy of a play they ran with Bledsoe like 20 years before.
McGahee? Okay.
Yeah, Bledsoe to McGahee.
I remember McDermott being so clearly mad about that play because it blew up.
Yeah.
And I bet.
You think they're done with trick plays for the season?
Yeah.
Over, under, half a trick play rest of the way. Under?
You're going to have to clear it with McDermott. And I don't have a problem with that. This play, again, like, what's the trick?
That's the thing.
What's the joke?
That's my problem with it.
We're going to give the ball to the quarterback, and the quarterback's going to throw it?
It's like not even really
what's
a trick play.
What's the joke?
Right.
We're going to throw it up top to Mac Hollins.
The idea of a trick play is the whole defense buys into something else, right? Like when they play Dallas and it is John Brown on an end around who throws the ball then to Devin Singletary in the end zone. What's the trick? Oh, they're running an end around to John Brown. The whole defense collapses in because Brown's about to run around the edge. Oh, wait, he's throwing? Yeah. This is like you're buying into they're running an end around with John Brown. This play is you're buying into what? Curtis Samuel in the Wildcat that you haven't run yet this year?
I want you to watch it one more time because, again, if you're trying to find what on earth could it have been, can I give you one theory?
Sure. Go ahead.
Could it be an end around to Allen that he's not supposed to throw? Because Hollins is going to that left sideline. So imagine if Allen is running an end around.
Yeah.
It's him and maybe Keon Coleman going to the right. The entire defense goes left. They bring Allen. All right.
Oh, no, wait a minute. They both stop the route. If Allen, like you say, like if he picks it up from Samuel and he runs in the direction that he keeps running in that direction where he picks the ball up.
Yeah, like an end around.
There's nobody on that side of the field.
That's what I mean.
There's nobody to throw to, at least on that side of the field.
Is it at all possible that it was supposed to be an end around to Josh Allen?
And that he wasn't supposed to throw the football?
I don't know. I mean, he would be one to, uh-oh, things are crazy, let me throw it.
There's only one of two options. That play is not designed for him to keep running to the right and then throw it. Because, again,
there's nobody there. Okay.
So it's one of two things. He's either, like you're saying, running an end around where he's meant to run it, or the play is designed for him to stop there on the left.
With no room. And do what? And throw it into double coverage to Mac Hollins. I mean, what do they think?
I think you might be right. Because I have a hard time believing this play is designed for Allen to throw the ball from basically where he's lined up, by the way. That can't be the design, right?
It is crazy to think about, but it might make the most sense if it's an actual end around to Josh Allen.
It's a crazy.
But it got blown up.
It's a crazy play.
Tim in Dallas. Hey, Tim.
Hey, guys. Oh, man. I don't even know where to start, but that was a debacle. I'll say this. Derrick Henry, you guys alluded to his Hall of Fame, and I'm going to say his average is like 98-some yards against the Buffalo Bills since he's been from Tennessee, now with the Ravens, and that's remarkable. And we're going to be in a lot of those highlight reels in his induction. But I will say this.
Thanks.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
So right, Tim, like the Bills are going to be on that highlight reel. Josh Norman getting thrown to the ground,
yeah.
A 76-yarder, an 87-yarder. Man, you're right about that one.
And we were talking about the guys that are out. You know, you go back into that 2021 season, that year the Bills were good against the run, and Henry comes in there and blasted us for 140-some yards rushing. And, you know, some of the guys that was there, you know, our linebacker, he was there. The guy who went to Chicago was there. So we had some playmakers in there. The people that you got to look at was the coaching. So coaching adjustments on defense had to be had last night. I take my secondary against the Baltimore receivers all day long. So why didn't we just put 9 in the box? We knew what they wanted to do. If you ask me, the Ravens are built like the Tennessee Titans team that went to the playoffs. So that's what they're going to ride this whole season. I'm not afraid of the Ravens. So it should have been on the coaches last night. You got a young team, and then the guys up front are the leaders. They didn't step up. Everybody wants to get a sack. There was no gap integrity. Nobody tried to hold that. Everybody was over-pursuing up front. So it was a perfect storm. And they were playing chess on Josh Allen. The biggest problem with Allen, if you go back and look at early in his career, he had problems with guys just hovering over the line so he wouldn't know who to block and protect or whatever. So they did a lot of that last night. And but other than that, and then I got one more thing. I'm sorry, I'm long-winded.
That's all right, Tim. Go ahead. Go for it.
You know, McDermott wants everybody to believe in the process and all this. And being, you know, so you go out and you draft for the past few seasons. And there's nothing about Diggs. I feel like we just don't have the guys outside to beat one-on-one. And so that's what we're lacking on offense. If you got this guy, Josh Allen, who's going to be a Hall of Famer someday, and one of the best quarterbacks in the league, you got to get him weapons on the outside, man. I'm always on that wide receiver train just like you. So you got to get him some weapons. And, yep. And it showed last night in that game, but Bus, I don't care what nobody says. We got Cook, we got that, but we just didn't have anybody that could separate to make a play when we needed it.
Thanks, Tim. You know, the wide receiver train, had a lot of fun with that for the last 3 years. And over the weekend, two college receivers went bonkers. Ohio State's Jeremiah Smith,
yep.
And Alabama's Ryan Williams, both freshmen.
Yes.
Neither's available till 2027.
So see in 3 years, Williams.
Here's the thing. I decided to self-govern here. I didn't have any sort of like wide receiver train tweets about it because I thought like the Bills just scored 1,000,000 points on Jacksonville. Everybody's happy. We're not going to be talking about receivers, are we? And sure enough, like 1 week later, it looks like a team. Imagine if they were to lose one to injury. Who? I mean, I guess.
I guess that means Curtis Samuel would be on the field now, right?
Right.
He was fifth amongst the receivers in snaps last
night. So maybe it's the ankle and Curtis Samuel will blossom. Samuel's on the team for 3 years at $8 million a year.
That's the thing that's like, there is an investment in him. Some investment. It's not crazy, but there is an investment in him in a term, right? Like, maybe that's more important than the money in this regard. Like, because $8 million is not a lot for a receiver, but 3 years for a receiver, like, you plan on this being something that's a part of your offense for years. And he is just not. I don't understand.
He was supposed to be the straw that stirs the drink. It's, hey, yeah. Brady knows him. Brady knows how to use him, and he's not really a part of their offense.
He had over 1,000 yards total and 97 targets in his one full season with Joe Brady. Where is that? Where is that?
Maybe he's hurt.
That might just be it. Maybe he's just hurt. I almost feel like I have to believe that because there's no way they signed him and then planned on playing him like this.
Yeah.
There's no way. He's more well-rounded of a player than that, also.
He's on the team for at least 2 years.
The backfield stuff, by the way, like that actually got them in trouble last night. The one Chris Brown brought up last hour, how like there were miscommunications and how many times did a free blitzer come through on Allen. One of those plays that I think was a 3rd and 10, where like you're down by 20. The last thing you want to do is punt. And what happened? Curtis Samuel's in the backfield. Here comes a free blitzer. You have a wide receiver back there who is not going to be the blocker for Allen. And, of course, what happens? The guy runs right by and he gets after Allen, who has to throw it away. I don't even think I want him in the backfield.
803-0550, 1-888-552-550. Michael in Rochester is next up on Buffalo Bills Football Monday. Hey, Michael.
Hey, so my thought watching the game last night was, well, first of all, it was awful. But Josh Allen looked composed pretty much the whole time. And so my question is sugar high Josh Allen actually dead? And then follow-up to that is, are we 100% sure that that's a good thing? Like, when we had sugar high Josh Allen, we were never losing by these big blowouts, but he did cost us a game every once in a while. So, you know, it seems like a catch-22 there. So just interested what your thoughts are, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's the thing, like,
he did have a couple of plays where he tried to just chuck the ball deep.
Yes, he did. And you've heard me say it before. It's one loss. It's September. This isn't the thing I've said before, but we are always doing this battle for the soul of Josh Allen. Who wins? On schedule, Josh? Even he says it. I got a guy that every once in a while, I got to let him out. I got to run around like crazy. That was their best play yesterday, was him keeping a play alive, rolling out, finding. And Shakir knows what to do. Watch the L-22 of that. Shakir's not the deep receiver. He turns and runs, just hits the sideline, runs.
Yeah.
Like, I know this guy. What's he going to do? He's going to try to chuck it as far as he can. And I'm going to be there. I'm going to catch it.
Right.
Like, that's the one guy that knows who he is and how to play with him. Mm-hmm. The other guys will learn that, I guess, along the way. But when you have an offense that is snap, turn, throw, screen, that is eliminating the Josh Allen from your offense.
Mm-hmm.
I want to start talking about those screenplays like they are run plays. And they might be successful in a good part of their offense. Not to say it's all bad, but those might as well be runs.
Hmm. He did. They showed a compilation early in the third quarter, I think, of Allen just doing that. Like,
there's a lot
out in the flat, the screens. And I saw that compilation. I'm like, I feel like it feels like I'm watching Tua.
Right. It feels like you're watching
like
a Lamborghini that's got a governor on the engine that only allows it to go 52.
And I'm not saying it's a bad thing they have those elements of their offense. No, that they're they are still better at these elements than they've ever been. Getting yards after catch, screens, the receivers have been capable of that. I still believe they're better than they have ever been. But, yeah, like how ingrained into that do you want to be? Because Miami, it's like feels like sometimes that's all they can do.
Yeah.
And you want it to be a part of the Bills offense, but you don't want it to be all they can do. It can't be everything. It's got to just be a chapter of the book, not the whole thing. And last night it felt like it was the whole thing. It felt like if they were not going to be designing guys open or guys weren't going to be able to make plays with their feet after they caught it, that they didn't have any plays.
Chuck in Buffalo. Hey, Chuck.
Yes, sir. How we doing? Man, that was rough last night. But if there's one thing I'd like to see us do more, it would be get Keon Coleman the ball more. And as well as, like you guys said, I don't like Samuel in the backfield. I think we paid him a decent amount. He should be getting more targets as well.
All right. Thanks, Chuck.
Is there a want for Coleman to get the ball more? He had four targets yesterday. I don't know.
Wouldn't you, I mean, listen, due respect to the guy, he's a leader in this team, they like him, due respect to Matt Collins, wouldn't you trade his six targets for three more for Coleman and three more for Shakir every game?
Absolutely. 100%. Collins is not open on these plays, by the way.
No.
Like, it'd be one thing if you threw it to the open guy. He's throwing to contested Matt Collins.
Listen, maybe we'll
most
get to,
of the times.
We can get to that when we get back. I can save it for later in the week, but everyone seems to say that Diggs' departure means Allen is now free to throw to the open guy. It's said so much. Julian Edelman said it on Colin Cowherd this week. He actually relayed a story. Did you see this clip?
I did, yeah.
He said, yeah, you know, when Welker left, Tom Brady was forced to recalibrate his game and throw to the open receiver. And I thought, interesting. What did Tom Brady do after Wes Welker left? The answer is he threw it to Julian Edelman 151 times.
See, that's where I had the same thought. I thought, I heard that clip. He never made it to that part. Like, and I don't believe he's even wrong in that. If you look at the first year, this comparison to Brady had Wes Welker, who he threw it to all the time, then Welker left. And Edelman says Brady recalibrated and he just started like not just throwing to everybody.
Yeah.
Throwing to the open guy. But isn't maybe, can't you just reframe that and say Brady was finding out who he trusted? And once he realized, Edelman, that's the guy. That's the guy I trust. Then look at Edelman, 151 targets, 134 targets, 159 targets, 153.
Yeah, you just...
I'm not doubting Edelman's wrong that there was a time in Brady's career after Welker left where he went, all right, I don't have a number one anymore. Spread the ball around whoever's open. And then he realized Edelman's the one I trust the most and I'm going to start funneling the ball there.
That's always how it's going
to
go.
And to me, that maybe is just what Allen's doing right now is...
He's finding out who he trusts.
Exactly. And
Keon
eventually
Coleman,
someone will turn into that.
And good for him to go back to Coleman because those two catches are going to get Coleman throwing the ball a lot more. And of course, Shakir gets all the trust. He had, 29 consecutive throws with a catch?
I mean, when you
got broken up?
When you bet right now, it's going to be... Well, again, is Samuel just not going to be a part of it? Because right now, it just looks like it will be Shakir, Kincaid, and Coleman.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Brady also threw like 140 passes to Randy Moss 1 year, and they went undefeated. 803-0550. Anyway. Bills lose to the Ravens. They're fine. But, you know, ooh, we're airing grievances and such.
Packers receiver Christian Watson expected to miss multiple weeks.
Okay.
High ankle sprain.
Amari Cooper, get ready to see him on the trade chatter.
Yo, he stunk yesterday.
He's going to go to the Chiefs. They need help. We'll get a break in. It's Buffalo Bills Football Monday on WGR.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.